is bearing leaves to heal our pain. When the long, long journey's ended,
we shall enter into heaven.
We'll join the choirs of angels singing when the home bells ring. Joy bells in my heart now ringing,
voices of angels are singing
all around the great white throne, where friends and loved ones wait on the banks of the beautiful river.
They call themselves the Taylors. That's their song entitled Joy Bells. That's our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. And I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Music like this one from his song, a song entitled When We Talk to the Father. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Do we try to bear burdens or walk through dark valleys alone when we have an advocate holy who rules in our lives from high on his throne?
When we talk to the Father, he hears every prayer. When we talk to the Father, he listens and cares. Father, he hears.
innocence and cares. Sometimes it's favor we don't fully see, but he has an answer.
Chapter 4, verse 14, we find the words of the Lord Jesus. The water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our dear Lord Jesus, our prayer today comes from the 63rd Psalm, verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsteth for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Lord Jesus, thank you for the living water you give to us. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray, and amen.
She was going through all of that. She never said a word. Kind of makes me mad at her.
Instead of being frustrated, maybe we need a new perspective. This is Elizabeth George. Opportunities for ministering to others are everywhere. And I agree, you can't know everything about everyone. But you can ask God for open eyes, open ears, and an open heart. After all, 1 Peter 3:12 says the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. Shouldn't ours be too? And while you're praying, pray to be faithful in any ministry you're involved in. Managing ministry is a stewardship, and it's required of a steward that she be found faithful. So pray for faithfulness as you minister out of an already busy life, as you are that faithful woman after God's own heart.
And our music continues now with a song from Austin's Bridge. It's called There Is a God.
Try and put your arms around a 100-year-old tree. Climb up on a horse and let him run full speed. Or take a look down at the world from 30,000 feet on your next flight. Watch a flock of birds against the morning sun. Close your eyes and listen to river run. Catch a firefly in your hand or a raindrop on your tongue. That's right.
Dying bodies make us groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and have no bodies at all. We want to slip into our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by everlasting life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. That is why we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So our aim is to please Him always. whether we are here in this body or away from this body. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in our bodies. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 4 through 10, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now in Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Oh,
How deep are your roots?
If you were a tree, you'd need really deep roots.
A 40-mile-per-hour wind can push over a shallow-rooted tree.
But a tree with deeper roots can withstand winds up to 113 miles per hour.
So how deep are your spiritual roots?
Psalm 1 will feed your roots and strengthen your grip.
Is your relationship with God shallow?
You need something more to withstand the storms of life.
Mm-hmm. Put your roots down in God's Word, the Bible.
Then when the strong winds blow, you won't fall down.
When you stand on Psalm 1, you can stand through the storm.
Something to think about from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Find some deeper meaning in life when you click the resource button at rbc.net.
All right. More gospel music from the Kingdom Heirs, and Jesus showed up.
Jesus showed up in Bethlehem's manger. He calmed the raging sea when his disciples were in danger. He broke through the jail when Paul committed no crime. He shows up right on time. Jesus showed up in Bethlehem's manger. He calmed the raging sea when his disciples were in danger. He broke through the jail when Paul committed no crime. He shows up right on time.
Who do you think wrestled Jacob to the ground and spoke to Moses from a burning bush? And in the fiery furnace, who was walking up and down? Such a push.
Jesus showed up in Bethlehem's manger. He calmed the raging sea when his disciples were in danger. He broke through the jail when Paul committed no crime. He shows up right on time.
The guards at the tomb thought the Lord was dead and gone. They didn't care how long they had to stay. But then on Sunday morning they awoke at early dawn. The tomb was bare, the stone was rolled away. Hey!
Jesus showed up on resurrection morning. He greeted his disciples as they worshiped and adored him. He's still saving sinners when their lives are on the line. He shows up right on time. Sinners when their odds are on the line. He shows up right on time.
Oh, Jesus showed up right on time.
Jesus showed up right on time.
He's right up to
Jesus showed up. He's
oh,
right on time.
He's on time.
Jesus showed up right on time.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when it comes right down to it, our bones are pretty remarkable, aren't they?
Right you are, Chris, and they're getting more remarkable all the time the more we study them. Basically, they have to do two things. They have to be strong and stiff, but not so brittle that they shatter with stress. Next, they must be able to absorb impacts and keep functioning. Some have noted that bones have little Velcro-like bonds which are able to break under stress and then reattach once the stress is gone. This keeps the bones from totally breaking. You see, Chris, God the Creator is very wise, and He has created us with a number of inner design mechanisms that keep us going. Seems like the back to Genesis way of thinking is the right one after all.
Thank you, Dr. John. For more information on the foundational principles set forth in Genesis, simply call us at 1-800-7-GENESIS or visit us on the web at www.icr.org.
Time for one more song. Let's bring on Legacy 5. This is called Just Stand.
Red Sea, don't know how we'll make it. Pharaoh's army's closer, how we're gonna shake 'em? Moses, where's the God we've heard you talking about? Moses goes before God, how you gonna help me? All these people out here really wanna kill me. We brought them out this far, how you gonna bring us out? Stepping stones of grace. Don't turn around and go back the way you came.
When your heart is full of fear, don't forget He knows your name. Just stand.
Just stand. Standing on the banks, now all the people trembling. Moses sure afraid, can he trust the God in heaven? He raised his hands up high, stretch them over the sea. God moved around behind them, gave them some protection. They went across on dry land where the water had been. The army tried to follow, but the water fell on them. Yeah. God is seeing everything coming your way.
He will take the stumbling blocks,
make them step and stone.
That's all the time we have for Gospel Time today. Here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thank you for listening to our program. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing. This is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.